This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of the Live Sunday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We still have to talk more about the book that we're kind of reviewing or reading together, Economics in One Lesson. We got to review our current chapter that we just finished this week, Chapter 4. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. We've actually had some callers waiting patiently as we had a lengthy discussion, an hour-long discussion, with a caller about voting and sort of the ins and outs, whether or not it is immoral, whether or not it is violence, whether or not it is justified. And Mark and I take the pro-voting stance. Johnny Ray, you take an anti-voting stance.
I wanted to help out Chris, but Chris, our caller, was a very strong thinker, and I think it was a better speaker than I am. I've got kind of a collection of bumper sticker-type arguments for this issue. And we don't need to go into them now because we got callers.
Yep, no doubt about it. And I'm sure that topic will continue to come up
again.
But I did send Chris something there during the news break. He was on Skype, so it's easy to send a message after we've hung up the phone. I sent him a link to the story that I posted over at freekeen.com last week about the tremendous success that libertarians have had here in New Hampshire, running as Republicans and Democrats. There were 15, actually I think as many as 18 Free State Project participants who got elected this year, and that's right along the lines with 2014, where at least 15 or so got elected back then. And so what we've got here is a bunch of actual libertarians who are in office who, while all these principled non-voters are out there trying to convince everybody to, abolish the idea of the state in their minds or stop voting and stop participating, we've actually got people who are stopping bad legislation from going through. So, and one of the things I pointed out was, you don't have to have just one strategy. Because he acknowledged, well, that's one strategy, is to work within the system. I said, no, you can have more than one strategy. You can work within the system to reduce the system while at the same time arguing against the entire existence of the system. You can do both. You can do three or four different strategies at the same time if you want to. And all of those things become possible when we get a concentration of activists in one place. Now, Chris was from Arkansas. He was calling us from Arkansas. It's worth pointing out that the chairman and vice chairman of the Libertarian Party of Arkansas moved to New Hampshire earlier this year because they saw the benefit of gathering together with other like-minded people. Now, not everybody who's moved here as a libertarian or voluntarist are voters. Johnny Ray, you're one of them. You made the move here as part of the Free State Project, as Mark and I had done in the past, and you are not a voter. But that's okay. You're still working towards liberty in your own ways. Everybody has their own thing that they're doing. But the fact is, the more strategies we have, the more approaches we have focused in one geographic area, the more successful we're going to be at not only reducing the system as it exists, because I'm telling you, the cops aren't going to stop enforcing drug prohibition until the laws get changed or whatever other government program we're talking about here. You're not going to convince them to stop doing it.
I'd like to also point out, as far as voting goes in New Hampshire, now I have to work on this story to make sure that my facts are exactly right, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right on most of them. For one, I'm not going to state the town because I'm not entirely sure which town. But there was a town in which the election was so close, it was tied, and they chose the person by coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
And that means if one more person, say a liberty-loving person, would have voted for this A-rated candidate, A-rated by the NHLA, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Right, which means they vote almost all the time for liberty.
Pro-liberty, yeah. Then what you would have seen was the billion-dollar Medicaid expansion that occurred this year, this term, here in New Hampshire, would have then been voted down instead of being voted up, because it was voted up by one vote. And it had to be more than, the way the vote went down, it was actually one vote. One vote would have made the difference. It wouldn't have made it a tie. And that means that one principled non-voter in that town, and I would presume in New Hampshire that we have that, because we have this is actually we have enough libertarians in one place that this is a problem.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to communicate to them, all of them, that hey, you know, you need to have facts on your side when you make a claim like voting is violence against your neighbor or whatever. That one vote would have made the difference between this and $1 billion worth of spending. Now tell me voting's violence, because I got evidence not voting is.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. I believe this is Dave Ridley?
Yeah. I'm in the middle of looking at this study. Are you familiar with Kimberly Marin, the blogger, the conservative blogger in New Hampshire?
I know who she is. I did not know of her blog. What is the blog?
I may be mispronouncing her name. It's either Morin or Marin. And actually, she, I don't know if she has a blog of her own. She writes for a lot of other people's blogs, basically,
okay,
is what I've seen. But what happened, I guess, about 6 days ago, she was at the University of New Hampshire, and she was holding an anti-Hillary sign. She and a friend were both holding these signs. They were on a sidewalk within 30 feet of a street on this publicly funded, state-run university. And it looks here like she's surrounded by at least 3 cops telling her she is not allowed to hold a sign on this sidewalk. And they order her to disperse, to leave the area, or go to some free speech zone. I guess there was some kind of a political event going on that day. And she has she held out for about 2 minutes, a lot longer than I would have. She just stood her ground, and she and her friend just argued with the cops as long as they could, and then eventually left the scene. She's emailed the chief, and the chief has emailed her back, and he says he's going to look into it. But it was still yet another First Amendment violation. The First Amendment apparently just goes away whenever there's an election.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see these guys want to, oh, no, you can't do this on the sidewalk, but what, I mean, you know, why can't I walk down the sidewalk with a sign in my hand? If I can, then why can't I walk really, really slowly? Can I walk so slowly that it looks a lot like standing on the sidewalk? Now, certainly, if there's people coming along, I believe you should get out of the sidewalk, because this is a sidewalk, not a side stand. But nonetheless, you know, I mean, you should be able to protest on public property.
So I'm looking more at the video, and there are a lot of people there. It's not that it's a non-crowded sidewalk, but they're all standing, right? They're all basically all standing still. It's just this huge crowd. It looks like they're in line. And so there's not a blockage issue, because then they would be having everyone move. There was an incident in 2005 or 2006 where a Free Stater named Russell Canning was arrested similarly in Manchester on a sidewalk, because George Bush was in town. He was holding a sign, an independence sign, and the police, I think, handled that one actually even worse than they handled this one. At least with Kimberly, they gave her clear warning. They gave her a little bit of time to comply. I don't know that they gave that to Russell and Kat when they arrested them. Russell and Kat Canning were both arrested and laid down in the back of a paddy wagon.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We've had some technical difficulties here in the LRN studio. So Dave Ridley is with us. Dave from RidleyReport.com. You are one of the earliest movers that we've had here to New Hampshire. I think you were on hold for throughout most of that voting conversation, Dave. Do you participate in voting?
Yeah, I vote, but I tend to vote cautiously. I tend to leave a fair amount of stuff blank if I cannot find enough information. And I try, you know, I will email all the people I know in Bedford and try and find out, you know, hey, who do you have, you know, vote for? Who do you recommend for this and that? And I read the Bedford Taxpayers Association literature. I take everything with a grain of salt. And then a lot of times I just don't have enough information to vote for somebody. And there's a lot of stuff I left blank this time. I voted for Daryl for president, though.
It's excellent. You know, you've been here a long time. You are you're sort of a video genius, I guess. Blogger is not the right word. You do news reports over at RidleyReport.com. What is it that you've got coming up? You know, you've always got something you're working on over there. What you got on deck?
I raided the State House not too long ago, so there's a series of State House videos coming out. There's one that I just uploaded a couple of days ago where a TV reporter grabs my camera.
A TV reporter?
Oh, yeah, that sounds really fun. I saw that headline. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So check out Dave's work over at RidleyReport.com. We're going to continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. So you can join us also on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Live Sunday edition continues. We go to your calls and thoughts. But I want to let you know about Cell 411. Ride sharing just went totally free market with Cell 411, which is already a very successful decentralized emergency alerts app. So if you haven't checked it out for that reason, that's another reason to check out Cell 411. But now it's got ride sharing in it, which means that drivers will finally have the freedom to choose their own rates and payment methods. So if you're a driver and you've always wanted to accept Bitcoin, if you've always wanted to take cash, but you've been an Uber or Lyft driver until now, you know, you've been restricted. Uber and Lyft decide what the rates are. Uber and Lyft decide what payment methods you accept. Uber and Lyft decide what percentage of the rates that you receive as the driver. And by the way, Uber has reduced the amounts that they pay out to their drivers. So just screwing people over.
And you can still be an Uber or Lyft driver while being a Cell 411 driver.
That's true. In fact, I would recommend using Uber and Lyft to help grow Cell 411 so you can have more independence. So Cell 411 allows you as a driver to make those choices. And as a rider, you get to choose your driver, which is kind of a new thing. There have been concerns, like for instance, Uber and Lyft. If you're a female, a little small female, and you get some creepy dude as your driver, that can be an awkward experience. Maybe you want to have a female driver. Well, if it's Cell 411, you get offers basically. If you say, "Hey, I need a ride," as a rider, there's multiple offers that'll come back from, if there are enough drivers in the area, from the drivers. And so you get to decide based on not just, you know, rate, but also who the person is. What's their rating?
What information do you get about them?
Actually, I haven't been a rider, so I don't have that information, Mark. I know that you get to choose, but I've never actually gone through the
process.
There's
a picture of them in their car, right?
That's correct.
I mean, so you can look at them.
Correct.
And you can look at their rating. I don't know.
Exactly. That's more than you get with Uber, where it's just...
I don't know that you can necessarily figure out who the good people are and the bad people are by looking at them, but it's nice.
There's ratings.
Yeah, I know.
So
ratings
there's a bad, if there's a bad person, they probably don't have really good ratings.
Or a sly, but not a sly bad person.
Well, nothing's perfect, Mark.
Nothing's perfect.
With Uber and Lyft, I mean, there's been some Uber driver murdered some people.
Right.
So, I mean, just because they do background checks doesn't mean that you're any safer in an Uber cab. So, obviously, you need to be able to defend yourself or whatever in any situation, whether you're in an Uber or whether you're in a Cell 411 ride. Nothing's perfect, but there is a rating system in place here, and you do get the ability to choose your driver, which you do not get with Uber and Lyft. With Uber and Lyft, it's whoever they send that shows up. So there's a lot of reasons to check out Cell 411. Go to getcell411.com. You can download it there. You can also go to your Google Store or App Store for the Apple. It's your choice over at getcell411.com. As we go to Tony, listening in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tony.
How you doing? I want to give you a perspective. Woodstock, 1969. 400,000 young people under the age of 25 living in mud, no food, 3 days, all were unified to demonstrate a countercultural movement, the biggest that ever happened. Out of 27 million young people under 25, only 2.2 went into the draft. The other people, they went in colleges, they went out of the country. You don't have that youth today. Anybody over 30 years old, they said, don't trust them. There was more violence in the 1960s. I don't care which way you look. There was nothing but revolution.
Okay, so I see what you're doing. You're comparing what's happening today with the Trump protests with the 1960s?
No, I'm saying with all that, you got Occupy Wall Street not too long ago. They only got 50,000 people, even after they recruited on Times Square. They only got 50,000 people.
So you're comparing today's street movements in general to those in the late 60s?
There are 10,000 people retiring every day in the United States. 10,000 a day. Baby boomers are retiring.
Are you suggesting, I'm trying to understand where you're going. Are you suggesting that those baby boomers should hit the streets and they should get active rather than just sitting around on their retirement?
They're too old. They're 65 and older.
I don't agree with that. I've seen old people out at, you know, protests and things like that, and, you know, they may not be able to last as long as a young person, but they certainly, there's some grandmas and such who've gone out to protest.
But you don't have 400,000. You need a population where you arrive. Look, you had the Million Man March more than once. Did it change anything?
No.
All right. The people of the 60s went into the courts. You had Abe Hoffman. You had Jack Weinberg. These people went into the core of where they were too smart. What I'm telling you is, no matter who gets in, you can't mine coal with people who are 65 years old. You don't have the youth anymore. America is the oldest population that it has ever seen in this country.
I thought that even though the baby boomers are a very, very large chunk of the population, isn't it true that there are more millennials?
No.
No? No.
They're living in Florida in communities of 100,000 people in a retirement community.
They are.
They don't even come out of the community.
They vote.
They vote.
They vote.
They don't care. They don't care. Everybody
vote,
wants
but to. That's about all they do.
They want to retire. People want to retire. Where are you going to get the money? In 20 years, there'll be 80 million people retired in the United States. 80 million.
Who's going to pay their
Where
Social Security?
Where are you going to get the money?
That's an excellent question, Tony. Thank you for
How
the call tonight.
You?
I appreciate it. I'm not going to get anybody's money. I'm not a part of the government. I'm not interested in seeing the government succeed. So screw the government. But as far as, you know, taking care of old people are concerned, I think that should be done on a consensual basis. I don't think we need to have government programs like Social Security that steal money from people with the promise of returning it later on in life, which, of course, we don't really know whether that's going to happen.
And generally it doesn't give them what they want, and, you know, they're never happy again because they never got, you know, they live in a pittance. They were, you know, told that they were going to be taken care of, or at least given the suggestion was there that they'll have Social Security and that'll take care of them, and it won't anymore.
So if you want to join us, whether you want to talk about the generations, whether you want to talk about voting, or as we're going to hear, economics in one lesson, that's still to come, plus Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, and whatever else we can sneak in here in this final hour of the show, or at least in this final half hour, you can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Also, you can Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FDL, and you can get free online lessons that are perfect for the classroom or self-study. It's a course called Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand and will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students and you. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Mike in Michigan, listening to WATZ-FM. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
I've been watching the news, and you got these people out protesting the election. That's fine. But as soon as you start rioting and looting and breaking stuff, you're no better than other people that don't get along with you.
I'd agree.
You should just, they should just stop it. You can't really, you can arrest them for breaking the stuff, but don't arrest anybody for just protest.
You know what the difficulty is with this situation is that there's a long history in the U.S. and Western nations around the world of agents provocateur. the police or government agencies or whomever will send people out in the crowd. The bigger the crowd, the more likely you're going to see these folks. And those people will throw rocks and bottles and, you know, do the sorts of things to get people whipped up. And there's evidence. It's difficult to get evidence of this, but there's some evidence out there. And so to this point, I don't know how many of these people are just a bunch of, whiny people who wanted their candidate to win. And, well, I wanted my bad candidate, and I didn't want this other bad candidate. I would have been very happy to shove my bad candidate down the throat of the other people who voted for the other bad candidate. Right? Like that kind of thing. I have no sympathy for those people at all. But at the same time, I don't know how many of these people are government agents.
Or how many are paid.
Sure.
Because there's been links out that George Soros is paying people.
There's that claim, too.
It's very interesting. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go up to Canada, where Dean is on the line. Hey, Dean.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind?
So I'm running for political office right now for the second time. And I just wanted to kind of share a little bit about my experience. In the second time running, I feel like I'm able to have a lot more fun with it. I feel like that initial pressure, maybe the nerves are not there anymore. And I'm able to just kind of sit back and have a good time and enjoy the experience. And for a libertarian or politically minded people, it can kind of be a very interesting and surreal experience at times. And I had a really interesting experience this past week. I participated in my first ever French language debate, which was quite fun.
Huh.
So I'm just kind of enjoying those experiences now, and I'd encourage any libertarians who ever kind of wondered about it to try it. It can be really fun, and the people you'll meet in the community, other libertarians who might not have known of each other's existence, try to bring them together by just being a name on the ballot.
So I know Canada's got this parliamentary system. So if you guys get sufficient amount of votes, you'll have one MP or whatever they are there. And do you guys have that? I mean, do the libertarians have one MP?
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Now we're still away from that.
There's about four parties that show up anywhere on the ballot, basically. Other than that.
Yeah, the four major parties, I'm running in the provincial election right now as a special by-election. And in Ontario, the Ontario Libertarian Party is the fifth largest party.
So how many votes do you have to get one MP?
Well, you've got to win a plurality of votes in your district. So it can be anywhere from 25 to 40% that you would need to win. In your riding of 100,000 residents.
Okay. Well, sounds like a daunting task.
And you know what? I'm really just trying to even put myself beyond trying to get votes or anything like that. It's about spreading a message and just kind of enjoying yourself. And I'm enjoying what I can learn through the process, especially organizational. About the organization of groups of people and, getting involved with the boards of the federal and the provincial Libertarian Party. So
now you mentioned that you mentioned you were in a debate. Is it common for libertarians in Ontario to actually be invited to debate?
Yeah, pretty much with every election, you'll always be guaranteed to get invited to the cable news debate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I did two of them this cycle, one English and one French, and then you can.
And you were on the stage with how many other people?
Now, since this is a special by-election because the previous member resigned, we have a total of 10 candidates, which is unusual. It's a lot, but you tend to draw out more kind of single issue candidates, kind of character candidates who run across the province. I'm running against a guy who's run. This is his 90th election. He's like a kind of an egomaniac who loves to run and tell his story.
So there were 10 candidates at this debate?
The first debate in English, there were 10. In the French debate, some people didn't speak French. So I think we had 6 or 7.
Interesting. Cool. Well, thanks for sharing your experience.
I want to. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, great job getting out there and doing something that you'd never done before? And
no, it's the second time. Second time.
Yeah, but the first time.
French language.
Let me just add, like, some of the interesting experience you had and the challenges it can give you, like, the thing I'm most proud of this time around is I was able to get up on stage and express myself in a fully French language debate. It's the first time I ever did that without translation. So just trying new things. It doesn't even necessarily have to be skills that were particular to being a candidate in an election, but you can really broaden your own experience through doing things like this.
Have you heard of the Free Province Project?
Yeah, I have. I think that's mostly just a Facebook group. I wouldn't put any stock in that.
I'm not putting a lot of stock in it, but it does seem like PEI has a pretty low population.
Prince Edward Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really the only thing that Prince Edward Island has going for it as far as libertarianism is concerned.
It's my understanding that there's a lot of
deprived area and a lot of welfare and whatnot there. So,
One thing about an economically deprived area is that the ideas of liberty say that if you create a place that is more free, business will beat a path to your door. So presumably, over time, you can take an economically depressed place and make it, quite wealthy. Right, Hong Kong is a really great example.
Right, and Prince Edward Island has the geography for it too. It's right at the mouth of the St. Lawrence River, so it's a gateway to North America. But it kind of goes along well with the whole idea of the Arcadian identity and.
Arcadia is sort of like the northeast of the United States, the southeast, if you will, of Canada, that area, right?
Yeah, the Canadian Maritime. And I think Mike Vine down in Portsmouth, he's been talking a lot about that and promoting that.
Yeah, I don't support having another, a conglomeration of states. I want to see secession for New Hampshire.
I think that movement is all about regional identity more than it is about state or government.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dean. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of similarity between people in Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire.
Massachusetts is part of Acadia. According to
Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire, and I'm sorry, I don't want to team up with those.
I don't want to team up with them.
It'd be better than the United States, but I think the ideal is total secession for New Hampshire, and that's it. 855 450 free. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow.
Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Moments remain here, and I don't know if we're going to get to chapter 4 of the book that we are reading together, Economics in One Lesson. We ended up recapping chapter 3 because we didn't have much time to talk about that last week. So that's still on deck if we can get through your calls and thoughts. T and Johnny Ray and Mark in the studio tonight. And, of course, don't forget that to do your holiday shopping and help Free Talk Live simultaneously, you can do that through shop.freetalklive.com or go to saveitpurse.com if you want to spend your Bitcoin. So if you don't have Bitcoin, go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can shop through our Amazon links there. There's also Walmart and a couple other places, but most people go through the Amazon links for Amazon US, UK, and Canada. Go take care of your holiday shopping. You know, mark it off your list. You can do it all in one fell swoop over at shop.freetalklive.com. And again, if you're a Bitcoin user, use saveitpurse.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, Sarah is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yes. No, I just what I want to talk about was that, you know, California, their mail ballot, if it is postmarked on the election day, They will count it, and they are counting it. That's why they're still counting the ballots.
Who cares?
The mail ballot.
But are you really still talking about
this? She wants her candidate in. She's
California.
Angry.
Hillary already won California. It doesn't matter if a bunch of other people mail their ballots
but
in.
But if other states did this, then people could mail in their... We could still get some ballots in, and we could have a different result. We could, instead of the bad male candidate, we'd have the bad female candidate.
Look, Sarah, if you want to see something change, you're going to have to start advocating for New Mexico to secede, because you've got Donald Trump for the next 4 years.
Well, you know what? The thing is, what I'm talking about is that I want that the law for New Mexico. You know, because people here, they mail it. I'm so frustrated with all of our mail ballots, all in the garbage can, 500-600 of us, and then we have three recounts going on. You know, if we had it counted when it's postmarked, we could have skipped this recount.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Do we really want people who don't have the life skills to get a ballot in 3 days before Election Day into the mail? Do we want their vote counted? I mean, those people sound like they just can't, they can't really be bothered.
Well, the thing is, that's That's who lives in New Mexico, and that's
but
the...
You didn't answer my question. Do we want those people to vote? People who don't have the life skills to get a ballot in the mailbox within 3 days of an election, do we want their votes to count?
Well, yes, I do, because you know what? The California people that vote mail it out on election day, their vote are...
California is ranked by the Mercatus Center as the 49th freest state, meaning they are the second most tyrannical state in the union. I don't want that. Why would you?
That's what I push for New Mexico.
Isn't
you know,
this all about you're afraid of your Obama phone getting Trump snatched? Isn't that what it is?
Well, you know what? What I want is that I want our votes to be represented. Instead of all wind up in the garbage, people are negligent. If their people are careless, and then we don't, they mail it out a day before because they're not properly announced. I mean, they don't properly know the directions.
It's on the damn ballot. All the information you need is on the ballot about by when you need to send it back. And if we're talking about people who have reading comprehension issues, then you can blame the government for that one. Thanks for the call.
And New Mexico went blue. I mean, you're not going to get any more electoral votes, in the presidential election. Hillary already got those five.
Yeah. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
There's always going to be some threshold for voting, right? There's some threshold for voting. And it just, I guess I just don't have a heck of a lot of sympathy.
Okay, so the book that we were reading, we talked earlier about Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, is we were on Chapter 4, and it's talking about the seen and the unseen, this economics concept that, well, when the government wants you to believe in it and what it's doing, which is, you know, in this case, in this chapter, it's all about, like, building bridges and these public work projects where...
Sure, everybody loves bridges, right?
Where the politicians get to pat themselves on the back and say, look at all these jobs that we've created, and we have this wonderful new bridge. See? We need government. Well, what he points out in this chapter is that what you don't see is what all the people who had taxes taken from them by the threat of violence in order to fund that bridge, what they would have done with the money if they had been able to keep it in the first place. And you know, we don't know. Would they have used the money to buy some medicine for their sick child? Would they have used the money to, you know, get a new air conditioner for their home? You know, whatever it would be, fix the car, save some money towards their kids' college scholarship or college tuition or whatever. Each individual would have spent that money, you know, in a way that would have benefited them in the way they thought was best, right?
Yeah, exactly. If we have trained ourselves to look beyond immediate to secondary consequences and beyond those who are directly benefited by a government project to others who are indirectly affected, a different picture presents itself. It is true that a particular group of bridge workers may receive more employment than otherwise, but the bridge has to be paid out of taxes. For every dollar that is spent on the bridge, a dollar will be taken away from taxpayers. If the bridge costs $10 million, the taxpayers will lose $10 million. They will have that much taken away from them, which they would otherwise have spent on the things they needed most. That's what people do when they're able to spend their own money, when they're free to spend their own money. They spend the money on the things they need most, as determined by them, not determined by a bureaucrat or an elected official.
But we need bridges, don't we? We got to get from point A to point B.
Sure, we need bridges. But how do you determine where a bridge needs to be?
Probably where the land is closest to the other part of the land would be my guess.
Yeah, that might be a place to put a bridge. But what if people really don't want to go over there? So, hold on. This is important. In the Soviet Union, they couldn't determine what pricing should be. So they got the Sears catalog.
That's right.
And they priced their stuff out of the Sears catalog. They're like, because...
Even though it had nothing to do with the economy of the Soviet Union and what those prices should have been there.
The government doesn't know what prices should be.
Right.
Only the marketplace can determine what pricing should be. And I would further say that only the marketplace can determine where bridges are most needed. Let's use public transportation for an example. You can get a segment of the population, usually a pretty large segment of the population, excited by saying, we're going to make a choo-choo. We're going to make a really fast choo-choo.
Monorail.
Yeah, that's going to run.
Monorail.
It's going to go up in the air, and then it'll go down under the ground. And it'll be a super fast choo-choo, and everybody will love it, right? But the government has failed, not just nationally, but globally in putting up these choo-choos. Now, there are trains that are, you know, work, but they're almost exclusively started in the free market. Sometimes governments will take over, you know, free market subways or trains or that sort of thing, and then they have some success with them because the market already determined where the subways needed to be and where the subways needed to go. And the government just sort of expands on it. But how, when you have a government-run road system, do you determine where the bridges need to go?
Well, some arbitrary decision by a bureaucrat.
Right. Well, they'll have some data.
However, it benefits their friends in industry, for instance.
Oftentimes, that's the case.
If we had a chance, we could continue.
Or they'll put a bridge anywhere they can put a bridge because they want to spend money and they want to put people to work.
I want to get James on the line here in Massachusetts, listening via our YouTube stream. Go ahead, James.
Hey, sir. I'm calling in from the godforsaken state of Massachusetts.
Right.
I just wanted to, I'm curious because I was reading a couple of stories today out from Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, how some of the legislators out there are talking about actually getting cannabis reform on the ballot because Maine and Massachusetts have moved forward. I'm curious that how long do you guys think that the pressure will come down on New Hampshire to actually start reforming some of you guys' cannabis laws?
Well, the pressure's already on in New Hampshire. I mean, the State House has voted 80% in the last couple of years to vote for cannabis decriminalization. They voted for cannabis legalization as well. Those things died, unfortunately, in the Senate, and the governor at the time promised to veto if they ended up in front of her. Now we have a new governor who supposedly is friendly to marijuana decriminalization at the very minimum. From what I've heard, and then also there are apparently some really bad prohibitionist senators who decided they were not going to run again in 2016, so we have some fresh people in the Senate. There's a good chance something is going to go through. I mean, I don't want to be a complete optimist on this because government is slow and they suck, but the pressure has been on for a long while here. It's been many years that the State House continues to send decrim and legalization bills, and they continue to pass through the State House, so I think we may see some movement forward, especially given the fact that Maine and Massachusetts are implementing their legalization measures quickly, by the way. So I think there is going to be a race to legalization here in New England. And of course, the sooner we can move more people here from Massachusetts and from the rest of the country, then the faster we'll have success. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we're out of it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.